Cough syrup deaths. After the death of children in Uzbekistan due to cough syrup of Noida's Marion Biotech, serious questions are being raised on India's pharma industry. Ethylene glycol or diethylene glycol present in Marion Pharma's DOC-1 syrup is believed to be the culprit behind the worsening of the condition of the children. According to the formula listed earlier on the company's website, DOC-1 Max syrup contains paracetamol, guaifenesin and phenylephrine hydrochloride as ingredients. Experts believe that to reduce the cost of making this type of cough syrup, it is usually mixed with ethylene glycol or diethylene glycol. But now the website of Marion Biotech is missing from the internet and the information about DOC-1 Max syrup has also disappeared from the company's website. Marion Biotech is actually a subsidiary company of Mnox Group. The page of this group has also disappeared from the website. The drug controller of UP and the central organization CDSCO have started investigation on Noida's Marion Pharma. Samples of the company's syrup DOC-1 have been sent to Chandigarh's lab for testing. Meanwhile, the government has ordered the company to stop production. Z Media has also talked to WHO on this issue. WHO has said in its reply that it is in contact with the government of Uzbekistan and is investigating the veracity of the allegations. Ethylene glycol is a chemical, which is used in both industrial and medical industries. According to the website of America's Center for Disease Control (CDC), ethylene glycol, is a liquid without color and odor which is sweet and prevents things from freezing. However, its excessive use can have a bad effect on the kidney and brain. Deaths in Uzbekistan linked to deaths in Mumbai's JJ Hospital in 1986. In January 1986, 14 patients aged between 10 and 76 years died due to ethylene glycol in Mumbai's JJ Hospital. At that time, apart from cough syrup, this compound was given to cataract patients in the form of glycerin. In a medical college in Nagpur this year, some patients died due to ethylene glycol, after which the matter reached the court. Dr. S.S. Gambhir, who was studying at Gandhi Medical College, Nagpur at that time, told that a similar compound was found behind the investigation of the causes of death of the patients. Such deaths have happened in 2020 as well. Even in 2020, 12 children died in Jammu and Kashmir due to cough syrup. The doctors of Chandigarh PGI had complained Abu.